Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to a podcast called A New Thing. This is episode 17, and today I have, rather than something to share with you, more a question. And the question is, how are you taking the Lord's Supper at the moment? I'm recording this in October 2021. We've not that long been out of lockdown, and taking the Lord's Supper is still, well, it's not ideal in my mind, and I don't know quite what to do about it, and perhaps there is nothing to be done about it right now, but I'm looking around, canvassing opinions and ideas as to how we might do our Lord's Supper in a way that I think would be more effective, is not quite the right word, more meaningful. Yes, I think that's it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I and most of the congregations I'm connected to are taking the bread and wine as a in capsule form. You can buy these capsules off Amazon and various places where you have a little wafer to represent the bread, a little bit of grape juice in one little plastic capsule. And quite apart from the fact that for some of us who aren't very dexterous, it's quite fiddly to open those things. And we have one chap in our congregation who is in his late 70s and finding it very difficult to open the capsule. But even outside of that, it just doesn't feel like a supper, which is what it's meant to be, isn't it? The Last Supper instituted the Lord's Supper. I'm reminded of what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many, are one body, for we all share the one loaf. There's something about that one loaf oneness that's, it's symbolic, but it's one of those symbols that is pregnant with a deeper meaning. And to be able to eat of the same loaf, perhaps to break a physical loaf, to be able to drink together in a sense that really is drinking, not just sipping from a tiny piece of plastic, there's something we're losing, something we're missing there. And of course, Paul goes on to talk about meals later on in chapter 10. And so I'm wrestling with this because at the moment, it doesn't seem wise, given the COVID situation we are in, to stop using those little capsules. So we're not planning on changing that right now. But I am wondering if there is something we're missing, something you're trying, something you've seen done that can at least enhance the sense of this being a one body, one bread, one loaf experience, which helps us to meaningfully connect with the fact that we are one body connected with the body of Christ, and thereby strengthening our faith and remembering what Jesus has done and sensing the way in which the Lord's Supper truly unites us. I don't feel like, as we struggle with opening these cups, we're in our own little world, as we're drinking and taking that little white wafer, it still feels very individual. It doesn't feel very corporate, corporeal, body-focused. So that's my question today. My question is, can you think of ways, or have you seen ways, in which the body sense of corporate, communal, communing together in the Lord's Supper is done in such a way as to be meaningful, even in this COVID careful time? We need to be careful. We need to be responsible. And the form of taking the Lord's Supper is not the key. It's what it signifies. And the fact that it's meaningful is more to do with our relationship with God than anything. But is there something we could do to make this more of a meal? I'd love to know your thoughts. Email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or leave me a message on my website, malcolmcox.org. Till the next time, I hope you have a meaningful Lord's Supper this coming Sunday. Until then, take care and God bless.